Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Joaquin. I'm here with my man's
Jay.
And you are tuned in to Heat Level Podcasts. What's up, world?
What's up, world?
Ain't no doubt. So look, I told y'all March 22nd, I will have a new co-host because my other host, he had the ghost. So y'all already know, man. So this is Jay, man. I'm going to let y'all, let him tell you just a little bit about himself. But before we do that, y'all already know what I do, man. I play a snippet of my song. So y'all already know, man. Y'all can get this on Spotify, Apple Music, and any other, Loom. Matter of fact, y'all can get it on Loom too, or y'all can go watch the video. So I'm going to play a little snippet on the song. The name of the song is called Jokes on You. So y'all make sure y'all check it out and go listen to it and download it. Yeah. Y'all hear me right here, man. I guess the joke's on you.
The joke's on you. They didn't want to see you make it, man.
Satori.
Satori, man. Such an enlightenment right here, man. Y'all got to feel me right here, man. Check me.
They said I was gonna die before I'm 21, but saw 22, cause she was wrong, huh?
Joke's on you.
They said my dream wasn't clear, but my window I could see right through. Now I'm just laughing at them.
Joke's on you.
They said I always be poor, and my shoes would never be brand new. Look at my sneaker game.
Joke's on you.
They said I was a lost cause, they didn't think that through. Cause your loss is the cause.
Why the joke's on you?
No doubt I was a problem child the day of my birth. I guess God had an angel put a devil on earth. You ask anyone in my family, say I'm the worst. But ask anybody, period, who put in the work. That's the truth, no fiction. Top shelf with the bar, the booth, my kitchen. Cooking up some food for thought, I'm a philosopher.
Yeah, y'all know what's up, man. That was that joke's on you, man. Y'all make sure y'all go get that. Y'all know y'all can get it on Spotify, man. Joaquin, which is W-Y-Q-E-E-M. It's W-Y-Q, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. Y'all know what's up. So I'm back with my homeboy Jay, new co-host on Heat Level Podcast. I'm going to give him, let him tell a little brief about himself. Jay, go ahead. Speak to the people.
What's good, world? Like you said, I'm Jay. Man, this guy go way back, like four flats on a Cadillac.
On a Cadillac.
You know what I'm talking about. Nah, but residents of Tennessee, now from Mississippi. Yeah, I do my thing, entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur, no doubt, no doubt. He'll keep everything in your kitchen warm for you.
You better know it.
You better know it. No doubt, no doubt. So y'all gonna know a little bit about my co-host, man. No, we go way back, man. More like 07, 06, around that time right there. So you know a little about that. We'll vibe a little more than me and my last co-host because, you know, sometimes some people let opinions get the best of them. So that's the way it works.
Hey, when you look like me and you, we don't worry about no opinion.
You can't worry about no opinion. You never can. All right, so check this out. So what we going to do, man, we're going to start it off. Y'all know how we do, man. We're going to start it off with a little locker room talk, and y'all know what we're going to talk about. So, you know, the first thing we're going to do is, before we get to the locker room talk, I want to, because this is music, this is comedy, and, you know, we do it all on this podcast. So first and foremost, I want to get Jay top four, because I don't do top five, by the way. I do your top four. Who's your top four artists, hip-hop artists of all time? Cause I ain't going to say artists, because you could put Michael Jackson, Prince, or, you know, Adele, whatever the fuck. So,
man, yeah. Top four.
Top four. You got to go for your top four.
Do we got to be in any specific order?
You know, whatever. You know, shit, nigga. You got to be in a specific order, but, you know, but you got to come a little close to the mic so people can hear you.
All right, well, the kind of music I listen to, my top four would be...
Okay.
No specific order. Like now, I say, because main thing, it depending on the mood you in when I'm listening to whatever I'm listening to.
Okay.
So, you got to throw some Tupac in there.
All right, Tupac. So, that's number one, Tupac. Go ahead.
Nah, I didn't necessarily say number one. But,
okay.
But it may be.
All right, Tupac. All right.
UGK.
UGK, Underground Kings, Pimp C, Bun B, aight, who else?
A-Ball and MJG.
A-Ball and MJG, coming out hard, 93, who else?
Man, don't kill me, but Jeezy.
Ah, Jeezy.
Hey, let me tell you the reason why.
Aight.
I picked all the ones I pick. It's a couple more I can add as well. No specific number. Order, rather. But, like, for instance, UGK. Man, I can hop on the interstate 3-4 hours, listen to UGK nonstop.
Nonstop.
Without changing it.
No doubt.
I can do the same thing with Pop. Same thing with Jeezy. Same thing with, you know, A-Ball and MJG.
Yeah, no doubt.
It ain't too many of them I can do that. Like, you know, I ain't throwing no salt on nobody, but, you know,
when I did my top four, I put artists in now. You know, I put, like, J. Cole, and I put Lil Baby, and Eminem. And actually, just to think about it, that's how we, you know, when I did my top four, we did top four at the moment. But that's your top four of all time.
Yeah, that's all time.
I got you. So, now I'm going to ask you, who's your top four right now? Like, and look, I know I had Eminem, J. Cole, I had Kendrick, and I had Lil Baby. That's who I put as my four. You know what I mean? And my other co-hosts had, like, Lil Pump. I ain't throwing no shots.
Hey, some people, it's a market for it. It's not me.
Gucci gang.
I
pay. Take it on the pussy, man. All right, what else?
So right now, man, Moneybagg, of course.
All right, Moneybagg.
I can listen to Moneybagg all day long.
Okay.
Bobby Fish Scale.
Okay, Bobby Fish Scale. I heard like one song by him.
Man, I feel his music. I can listen to that. I actually listened to it driving all the way from Florida one time. All
right, he must sell dope, but go ahead.
Of course.
Hey, Bobby Fish Scale, man. He done been in the dope game. Who else?
Now, man, let me see. Who else is it at? Well, a lot of people out. Oh, 21 Savage. Man.
You fuck with 21?
Man.
21 Savage got a very calm. He ain't lyrical.
Nah.
He ain't, but he just going to be like.
And he got like an old school style with it, too.
I've been in my door a lot. 21. Yeah. 21. That nigga say 21 in the back of all his ad libs. I'm talking about thinking. So when he get 31, will he be like 31? 31.
Hey.
He get 41? 41.
Hey, I got somebody else, too, that I know you ain't going to agree with this one at all.
Don't say Soulja Boy.
Oh, hell no. Hey, no disrespect to Soulja Boy, but you know.
I am the hottest thing. Wait, what you talking about? I made memes.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to do one of the Soulja Boy rats he did on Vlad TV at Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
What is that? Drake. Hey, man, Drake.
Yeah.
Talk about Drake. That shit was so funny. But go ahead. So who is it?
Man, since you mentioned Drake, I ain't gonna put him out there. He cold too though, but no disrespect to him either. I can listen to him all, well, not all day, but
I can't listen to him. I used to call you.
You gotta pick them.
Yeah, because he's talking about some Tootsie Slide. Yeah. That's something else.
But Migos. I know you wouldn't agree with that, you know. I remember when they first started, we was in prison when they was getting hot, and, you know. But you know what I'm saying?
Look, shout out.
I can't listen to it all day, but.
The thing is, shout out to Quavo and Offset and Takeoff, which you never hear much about Takeoff, but shout out to them, you know what I mean? No doubt, you know, whatever. They had their own flavor. They did what they had to do.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a Migos hater, just not a Migos listener. But don't get me wrong. I got to be in the mood. Like, if I'm in the club, I can listen to...
Yeah, that's the same thing
I'm saying. You know what I mean? You know, never understood the Stir Fry song. But if you're in a club and you drunk and you full of medicine and shit, it's going to sound good anyway. I ain't no shot, but then I can't be riding around, you know, talking about, I took a deck up with that Uzi. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing, you know, whatever new shit. Yeah, I don't even know no new shit.
The same thing with that, though. You really have to sit down and listen to it because it.
Now, if you take
somebody from New York, for instance, like when I was growing up, I couldn't hardly understand some of the stuff they were saying because they were so articulate and I was so country. You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's the thing. Okay, you from Mississippi. I'm from Nashville, and I've always been the type of cat that can understand both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I grew up listening to Wu-Tang. I grew up listening to the Bone Thugs. Them, hey, it's crazy. I didn't gravitate to South artists. You feel me? I would listen to Wu-Tang, LL, you know, QG Rap, man. Even my first tape I ever bought was Bone Thugs and Harmony, Thuggish, Wreckage, Bone. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you got to think. I was in that and Dayton family. I don't know. You remember Dayton family?
Dayton family, did. Of course.
So that's what I was listening
to. Top Authority.
You know, yeah, AZ.
I forgot all about the, yeah.
AZ. You know, Nas, no doubt. Yeah. I wasn't really a Jay-Z fan. I listened to that real grip, Big L and people like that. Yeah. So you got to understand, being from the South, and I especially, you know, Outkast. No doubt, yeah, you know, yeah, Outkast, yeah, no doubt. Rap-A-Lot, you know, yeah. Scarface, Ghetto Boys, Zero Code too, but now the other guy, Devin the Dude. I fucked with Devin the Dude. So you got to understand, I listened to cats that was, you know, E-40 and stuff. So it wasn't just that, because it was some South cats that I messed with. I listened to Master P.
Yeah, who didn't?
You know what I mean? Exactly. You know, he had a squad. You feel me? Hey, and then them cats was...
Who you think influenced Gold Teeth and all that?
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? And Goody Mob. And so, you got to think, I always was on that content like that. Yeah. So, cats in New York were very articulate about how they rap this shit. But when you put Outkast in the mix, they was lyrical just in a country way.
Yeah.
And it was still no good. Doubt. And I think if you talk about the music today, this shit is it's look, man.
It's all about money now.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and people say, oh, y'all haters. No, ain't nobody haters. Because a lot of these young cats don't like these other cats either. Right. So I don't think it's a hating thing. I don't think it's a, I don't fucking like your shit. I think it is, it's what you came up listening to.
Yeah.
And respect, look, man. Ice T said it the best on Drink Champs. I don't know if you watch Drink Champs with Noray and EFN, whatever. Noray and EFN. But I watched that podcast. And the thing about what they do and what they say make a whole lot of sense, right? Okay, Ice T has said that hip-hop used to be an art.
Right.
Like anything. If you're an artist, if you're a Picasso, or you a Michelangelo, or whatever, or even a Beethoven, they was artists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was an art form to hip-hop. Even back then, when you had Rakim, you had EPMD, and you had Public Enemy, you had Melly Mel, Furious Five, and Grandmaster Flash, and you know, the Fat Boy. Look, everybody had an artistic thing.
And they had their own style.
For example, if a song came on the radio, you'll know, oh, that's N.W.A.
No doubt.
Okay, oh, that's Ice-T. Okay, that's Will Smith. Yeah. You feel me? As, you know,
everybody had their own style.
It wasn't no, oh, man, is that Kool G Rap or is that Big? And it wasn't that. Now.
Everybody's a killer and a robber.
And everybody sound the same. Yeah, like, everybody sound the same. Yeah. You don't know who is who. So that's what I'm saying. When I say, man, this shit whack, they might be spitting some good shit. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know who they are.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's hard to, everybody sound like Lil Freaches.
Yep.
And not just that, everybody sound like Lil Wayne's when he started using auto-tune.
Yep.
And they took it from T-Pain. You know what I mean? And he ain't getting no, you know, he doing his independent thing. I be following T-Pain on his podcast and stuff. And he doing his independent thing, but dang, did y'all forget he brought that back in? And this is, like, I've listened to what he said. His problem is, he don't like it that these cats are using auto-tune the wrong way.
I mean, the thing is this. He didn't make it. So, you know what I'm saying?
No, he didn't make it. But he made it what it is. Because when they used it back in the 90s, Roger and Zappa Roger, they made a couple of hits.
Computer.
Yeah, but this nigga made many of hits.
Yeah,
you feel me? He brought it to a new forefront. And what he was saying is like these cats, everybody want to harmonize now. And they ain't got no good voices. So they use the auto-tune for the flavor. You can't listen to Migos without auto-tune. You can't listen to Travis Scott without, you can't listen to Young Thug.
But Migos don't use auto-tunes like that, though.
Nah, they use auto-tune. But they don't use it like that. But they use auto-tune where it does mess with their voice.
Yeah.
You got to go listen to their real voice and their auto-tune voice. And it's cool. Some people ain't got voices like me. Some people ain't got voices like Busta, voices like DMX or Ja Rule.
But that's the thing that's taking over, though. Like, for instance, man, I hope everybody don't kill me for this one, but like Young Thug, man, I remember when that thing was going on, he was saying that he can pack out a concert and they know this many songs. I really don't know one Young Thug song because I ain't big on the auto-tune. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You turn it on, it don't sound like a voice. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing against it, you know, because that's a new thing or whatever, but.
Well, you know what? It was the new thing. That shit is going out. If you listen to a lot of new artists coming out, they not using auto-tune.
It's a lot of it still there, though.
No, mainstream, bro. You listen to that. No, listen to what you're listening to. Yeah. You listen to these mainstream artists that's got these fucked up-ass 360 deals. Yeah. They ain't getting no money. And let's be honest. Okay, go listen to Russ. Go listen to Russ. Russ telling you about the whole game. He said, these cats that y'all think hot, all on the radio, 2 million, they can't even pack out a 2,000 show. That's why if you see a lot of these rappers, name one rapper that's at a show by themselves. They not. They got this opening. Your boy packed it out. No opening act by itself, Madison Square Garden. Who else did that? My guy, J. Cole. You know, J. Cole got signed. He didn't have no fans. He got signed off pure talent, homie. If you get signed off talent, bro, it's going to be more of a longevity than these cats that just getting signed because of Instagram clout.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. Drake didn't have no damn fans. They didn't know him from Degrassi.
Yeah.
You feel me? Wayne got them at Boom Boom. Set this man up in place, though. You know his first, his song, it didn't even blow. The one that he had with your boy Trey Songz. What was the name of that song they had way before The Best You Ever Had came out? He had a song with Trey Songz. I can't think of the name of it. But it was cool. Round the Place or Replacement Girl. That's what it was called, Replacement Girl.
I had to check up on it. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's called Replacement Girl. I can pull that mud up. It was called Replacement Girl. And one thing about it is that song didn't really get him out there. It put them, you know, almost in place, but That Best You Ever Had took him to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And after that, it was like, boom, boom, boom. Look at Nicki Minaj, man. It was talent. You know, Nicki had to go through what she went through, you know, being with Gucci and all that. Even Meek Mills was with Gucci, if y'all didn't know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
Meek Mills was with Gucci.
I like Gucci, too.
Yeah, you know? Nicki was with Gucci. Yeah. You feel me? And let me tell you something. I think Gucci is one of my, what's that what I'm looking for?
He grew a lot, man.
What is it called? The guilty pleasure artist. He's one of my guilty pleasure artists, like Taylor Swift is. I listen to Taylor Swift, yeah. But you know, he's one of my guilty pleasure artists because he wasn't lyrical. He wasn't, you know, but he just had his own, he was in his own lane.
Yeah.
Wasn't the Who sound like Gucci. Nobody was sounding like Gucci. And even then, if you talk about the early 2000s, who was sounding like any of them cats? T.I. had his own lane. They probably was talking about trap just like Jeezy, but they had their own lane. Boosie, Webby, they all had their own lane.
Yeah.
You feel me? When a Jay-Z song come on, you knew it was Jay. When a 50 song came on, you knew it was 50. When an Eve song came on, you knew it was Eve. You feel me? Now when you listen, ain't got nothing against a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm like that too, though. If I turn on the radio, I don't know who it is, you know, unless it's one of the popular ones that you already know.
Well, yeah.
But the baby, you know, you know him because
the way he flow.
Yeah, and his sound, and he got a natural sound, and there's a few of them like that, but not too many.
No, because like, you know, J. Cole, when he get on the mother track, you know, Kendrick, when he get on the track, you know, Tech N9ne, shout out to the independent grind, Tech N9ne, you know, when these cats get on the track, now it's like, who is it? Oh, so that's woo, 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 woo. And then, you know, I don't know what the EBWs and the QVZs, they be in front of the names and stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody using text for their name now, which is crazy. So I'm just going to be BTWY King.
By the way,
Joaquin. Fuck it. Everybody else doing it. Yeah, man, call me BTW Joaquin. That shit might work. You feel me? I done BTW Joaquin. By the way, Joaquin. Yeah, by the way. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. So you listen to a lot of the artists now, it's a little different, man. But the flow come back. Corday. I fuck with Corday. Yeah. He young, man. That boy got some talent. Anderson .Paak. Y'all know who Anderson Paak is?
What he sing.
I can't even tell you what he's saying because you ain't going to know it. You ain't going to know Anderson Paak. You not. But he just did something with Bruno Mars, and it's called Silk Sonic. They got an album coming out together called Silk Sonic.
Yeah.
So you know who Bruno is. Now Bruno hooked up with him, so they let you know.
Yeah.
Anderson Paak was on a independent grind. He's like a Chance the Rapper. You know, and I fuck with Chance. Shout out to Chance the Rapper, independent grind. Right now, man, look, all these cats that you seeing on the radio, Russ, man, go listen to Russ. They not hot. They in the rears. You know, and Russ said, look, I signed my little 2-year deal just to get some little radio. And he said, I learned that. God damn it, they can say no to a big label to get on the playlist like they can say no to me.
Yeah.
So, fuck I need y'all for. You know, make no sense. You feel me? So, I ain't got nothing against people that can't, got no flow, and all y'all cats out there that got ghostwriters. Ghostwriters is cool now. You know what I mean? You ain't got to learn how to rap. Get somebody that can write.
You
gotta
be hot.
Hey,
for the moment.
For the moment. You know, I'm on Eminem when it comes to that, man. Now, all I know, I wrote everything I ever murdered. The fuck you talking about? Yeah. Like, I think when you write it, it's just different. You know what I mean? It's just different. You know what I'm saying? I just think when, and I know this is going to be kind of double standard, I want to say. Hip hop, I don't see it. Okay, yeah, it's a genre of music and stuff and whatever. But when you talk about R&B and you say, oh, well, people write other people R&B songs. They sing, Beyonce sang a lot of people's songs that she didn't write. Yeah. But most of the time, it can kind of come from a place of that person. You know what I mean? So we talk about love songs. Like, who ain't never been in love? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can kind of get an idea because you ain't been through it or you done been through it or you like, dang, this is what I'm going to go through. But when a nigga write for a nigga talking about shooting up bang, bang, and this nigga never been in the hood.
Hey, let me say something on that note.
Yeah.
That's why I got a lot of respect for Drake. Because Drake always let it be known that
he got a ghostwriter.
Well, even with that, the stuff that the music that he putting out, he'll say, it wasn't me. It was my. I can't say that for people that's around me, though. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't got rappers that's doing that now. They're saying, you know, my guy was doing this. They putting it out like, yeah, I shoot this gun. Or, yeah, I move these bricks, this, that, and the other.
And
it don't be the case a lot of the time.
Nah, most of the time it don't be the case. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to Bobby Shmurda, but he one of the guys that, you know, kept it always solid. Because, you know, if you solid, you solid.
No doubt.
And that's why I ain't got nothing against Drake or what he do and how he do. Is that an airplane?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what he do and how he do. But one thing about Drake is, you know, he'll tell you, I got a ghostwriter, so fucking what?
Yeah, he give the respect to everybody that's around him. And that's probably the reason why he blowing up so much, too, though.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that nigga that had a hold to the game.
That man give respect 12, to Wayne.
Bro.
He give respect to his ghostwriters, to his homeboy for giving him.
He pay homage.
Yeah.
You don't really see nobody. The only motherfuckers that really go out go at Drake is haters, really. Like, real haters. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, really, like, even Eminem said, nigga, at least I write my song, but he ain't really, what he say in that song, he say, they either copy Drake or they so copy Drake or whatever, you know, but he ain't really got nothing against him, but that's the reason why I fuck with Eminem. You know, everybody say, white boy, look, man, this is what y'all understand, dog, and this is what I don't get about when it comes to hip-hop, right, is this, these niggas, and I'm going to just say niggas, but let me just reframe it to say black rappers. What it is they think since I'm a nigga from the hood, I can rap and that's it. I'm good. I'm straight.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody going to put me on because I'm black. I'm rapping. I'm getting a little, what you call it? So they don't really go and I ain't saying all, but a lot of them do not go craft their art. Your boy said it the best. Walker. He said, I was a whack rapper and made $30
million. Yeah.
He said, man, I just was doing this shit. Even your boy, what's his name? The snitch nigga. Tekashi 6ix9ine. He said, I know I'm whack. I just be saying shit. You feel me? Like, but they making it because motherfuckers, like, they got this shit behind them that whatever, if it's fake, if it's real, whatever.
Yeah.
But what I like about a lot of white rappers, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck a person hate what the fuck I got to say. I don't give a fuck. Hate me. Don't buy my shit. Don't listen to it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, fuck I'm you hate me.
Yeah, fuck you hate me, right? One thing about a lot of the white rappers, they study the craft. They study the art of the hip-hop. And I didn't know that Eminem, what made him want to rap was LL Cool J. So when he saw LL Cool J, he was like, man, that's what I want to do. LL Cool J. And LL Cool J rapped nothing like Eminem.
Right.
But that was his inspiration. And he paid homage. You ain't never heard him badmouth an older rapper, nothing like that, unless they come at him. He always paid homage. A lot of them white rappers do that. It's a lot of them that's on the independent circuit. Tom McDonald. You got people like NF. You got people like Token. You know, Token ain't never like 20. He paid homage. He got Tick 9 on one of his songs. And they studied the craft and the art of it. Honestly, if you think about it, go listen to a lot of the white rappers, you know, besides Vanilla Ice. You know, even though that song was, hey, I was a kid when it came out. Yeah. Up then, and a little one, hang time thousand, my hair could blow, you know, whatever. Yeah. But I think it because he was like, you know, something that hip hop needed, and he just.
Hey, not only that, like back in the day with that situation, you couldn't get away with rapping about stuff that you wasn't doing like can now, you know.
Oh, yeah. Ice-T and them said that. Look, nigga, if you was rapping about it or you weren't really in that shit, nigga, you got to go, nigga. Yeah. Like, real shit. But now, it's different. 95%. You know what I mean? Hey, you know what's so crazy? Jadakiss said this back in 2002 on that song, Why. He said, why you got to do 85% of your time and why do rappers be lying in 85% of their rhymes? Yeah, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he was already speaking about some niggas that was already doing it. And now it's like, whoosh, everybody just be lying.
Yep.
And whatever makes you think that makes sell records or whatever, I think it's what most of the big labels want to do, which is whatever. It's cool. It's business. It's about money now. And I think that hip-hop is like the only genre that has lost its art form, man. You know what I mean? We have. Because I can go listen to country. Even if country got a little pop to it, they still got an art form to it. They still keep it as an art form. You know, alternative. Or you can go listen to even EDM music and dance music or whatever. It still has an art form. Hip-hop is like, fuck it. Anybody can be a rapper. Not anybody could be a rapper back then. Not anybody could just sing, because everybody can't sing. But now these days, you ain't got to know how to sing. They put some auto-tune on your ass and make you sound like Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of these people, when they do live shows, you don't hear their voice.
Yeah.
They do them voiceovers in the back because, you know, shit, look at J-Lo. Hey, J-Lo, you know, you was my childhood crush. Ain't got nothing against you. I want to meet you one day. But she didn't say none of her shit. You know, Shante exposed all that shit.
Yeah.
She was doing them vocals. And all J-Lo was doing was, you know, she wasn't even doing it. And while her live shows, she never sung live. Huh. You feel me? And nobody didn't find it out till now because the technology we got. So it is what it is, man. New rap. Old rap. I just like good content. Give me some good content. And if you want to do auto-tune on it, but make sure it's good content.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, then. I guess we are already in locker room talk. So now I want to talk about Kanye West and his $6.6 billion he's worth now.
Cha-ching.
Ching. Hey, money.
Hey, man. My main thing about that, every time you say Kanye West, I'm telling you, can be anywhere. As soon as you mention his name, and first thing I say, that dude crazy. You know what I'm saying? But, man.
Ain't that crazy.
You ain't too crazy. You got $6 billion.
Nah,
ain't nothing crazy about you at all.
He just linked a 10-year deal with Adidas, with Gap, and then, you know, Adidas is that. Nah, you ain't that crazy. You surpassing the guy that actually your big brother, JT, passing him.
Hey, then who crazy then?
Crazy good. If crazy gonna give me $6.6
billion, yeah.
Worth it, well, hey, I'm man. Good being crazy.
Hey, he got something on his mind, man. He talking about running for prison, all this. So It ain't got nothing to do with Crane. That man's just on a whole other level, man.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. I think a lot of people don't understand that people that's on a high level. That, of course, they go, look, of course, people say I'm crazy because they don't see what I see. Yeah. Like, you know, I was having a talk with a family member. I'm not going to put their names out there. But, you know, they was asking me questions like, why you don't want to buy a house? Why you want to rent? Right now, like, why you don't want to get a house? I said, well, you know what? I think like a billionaire now. I said, you know, I've been researching billionaires, you know what I'm saying? And it was, you know, like, oh, you talking about them white people? Look, bro, a billionaire is a billionaire. You know, they're going to give me some good stuff. And one thing I know is you are trapped in a middle-class mindset. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And look, you might be trapped in a middle-class mindset. I don't know. You know, we ain't had that conversation. But they're like, why won't you buy your house? Look, first and foremost, if I get me a $300,000 loan, okay, and I'm not worth $300,000, but I'm going to give me a $300,000 loan.
What you mean you ain't worth
$300,000? No, I'm going to put it to you. I ain't worth $300,000 yet, right? I ain't worth that much money yet. But I can go get a $300,000 loan to buy a house.
Yeah.
That becomes a liability, okay? Now, think Kanye West is a billionaire now, and go holler at Kanye, and Kanye is thinking on a billionaire status. He got past, he wasn't thinking middle class when he was middle class.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. All right, so why would I get that 300 grand, and I'm not even worth 300 grand? Just think about it. I go get the loan from the bank. Cool, I'm going to be on a 30-year mortgage. They're going to say, all right, well, cool, you're going to be on a fixed rate. You're going to be paying $900 a month, which is your minimum payment, and which most motherfuckers do, because they say, oh, I'm paying less on my mortgage than I would if I'm renting a house. That's how they get you. Stupid fuck, that's 30 years. And a lot of people think it's an asset. When you get a house, man, look, man, I done took the research from these billionaires, and people do not want to listen to these billionaires. Fuck y'all. They billionaires, nigga. I'm saying, if they gonna give me some free game, which I fuck with Greg Cardone, Robert Kiyosaki, you know, and Andrew, Patrick Andrews, I think his name. Look, if they gonna give me game, I'm gonna listen, nigga. Because I couldn't get this game back then.
Yeah.
They didn't have the outlets they got now. But now y'all motherfuckers still don't want to listen and wonder why you living paycheck to paycheck. All right, cool. So, you feel me? So, my thing is, in the middle class mindset is get out of school, get college, get a good job, get a house, get married, hey, picket fence. That's what the middle class mindset is. You know what? They said 1% of millionaires, not billionaires, will surpass most of the middle class that we have in the U.S. 1%. It's going to be in so many years, like 10, 15 years, something like that. Now, if you really think about that, and you're going to still be in a middle-class mindset, you want to go past that. But anyway, like I was saying, you take $300,000. Why give me a house that I'm going to be paying a mortgage on for 30 years? I'm not worth $300,000 now, so I couldn't buy this cash. Why would I do that when I could take $300,000 and go get multiple units that's going to bring me cash flow that would give me that same money back in a couple years? You know what I mean? And they're not looking at it that way. So it's like I take this $300,000 and I say, all right, cool. I'm going to go get this property right here. That's going to be 30. Get this property here. That's 20. Boom, boom, boom. Matter of fact, I'm just going to buy this complex of 12 units and I'm going to get for $200,000. Boom, that's 12 units. I'm going to charge $1,100. I'm just going to say $1,100 a unit, but I'm only paying $400 a unit or $500 a unit. All right, cool. So that's 12 units, and you times that by 600, you know, do I do the math in my hand? Whatever, 12, 24, 36, 72. Cool. So that go 72 grand a month of cash flow.
Yeah.
Out of my 12 units, I'm paying the mortgage on them, and I'm getting that $7,200 cash flow. That's cash in my pocket. Now, go on times that by 12. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm already sitting on 100 grand already, and you ain't finna pay your house off that quick.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I'm already sitting on 100 grand, and I'm just gonna move that to the side. All right. Since I got that 100 grand for the year, I'm going to go get 8 more units.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Doubling up.
So you say if I'm sitting in 2 years, I'm sitting with 40 units, I'm going to be able to buy my house cash money. Yeah. You feel me? And within 5 to 6 years, I'm buying a house cash money when you only in your 5 or 6 years and you got 23 more years to pay yours off.
The thing about that, they just got a whole nother outlook on what they doing versus what you, they trying to dictate what you got going on and think they know what's better for you. You know, it's like me and you.
Yeah.
If we sit down like we always do, I ain't gonna sit and tell you what's best for you. We'll come, you know, give an idea about this, that, and other. That's the whole deal. Of course, the person on the outside looks like, man, you need to go do this. That's one of the tomatoes right there.
It wasn't that. It was like, it wasn't like I need to go do this. It's like I was trying to tell them about them thinking middle class.
Yeah.
And they was trying to tell me, we're not thinking middle class, but you are.
Yeah.
You in a 30-year mortgage. You're thinking middle class. Hey. I'm saying. And then when they try to tell me, you know, whatever, it's more than just one family member. But when you come and tell me that I'm finna build generational wealth with a 30-year mortgage, bruh, that's why a lot of black people ain't got generational wealth. You're not finna build generational wealth with a 30-year mortgage, brother.
Yeah.
First and foremost, you got to find ways to have cash flow coming in.
Generate,
Most people, right now, and I'm going to break some down to you. I done did my research, bro. I'm so fucking smart on this shit. A lot of people don't even know that I'm doing this. But, and I know, hey, Kanye West, appreciate you for getting us on this topic. All right, because you're $6.6 billion. But anyways, a lot of people don't know I've been doing the hell out of my research, right? For example, what you do is called active income.
Right.
What I do is called active income. When you die, the money stops. When I die, the money stops. The only thing you get is an insurance payout or whatever that, which is not shit. Yeah. So your money stops. Generational wealth will not stop when you pass. When you hit that ground, the day you die, you done made $2 million.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Making the money circulate.
Why you sleep? I'm talking why you sleep. They go $3 million. That's another $3 million. I'm just saying. And that's what I was trying to explain to them. You working at a job. You work an hour. You have a cap. When you work at a 9 to 5, brother, because they work 9 to 5. You have a cap. They only gonna pay you so much.
Right.
It's no what they call a glass ceiling.
Yeah.
It's not. They got a metal with nigga. Boom. You ain't going up no more.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's what I was trying to explain. But I think that because I went to prison 7 years, and I didn't really want to say it, but I'm thinking to myself like, hold on, I've been out 3 years, and nigga, I'm doing money. I'm motherfuckers. The being out here.
Hey, that's what they fail to realize, though. When a person go do time, you don't do, depending on who you are, what's on your mind, some people don't do nothing but think. It's like when I went, man, I never got trapped up on what was going on around me. You remember when we bumped back into each other?
Man,
we wasn't this pre-only thing. We were thinking about what we finna do when we get out. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of people that's trapped on what's going on around them. But I said that to say this. Man, I had a brain fart. What was I going with this?
So you in prison and
that's it. When you in there, the only thing you doing is thinking. So you thinking, you're analyzing. I'm gonna, you know, do this after that and that after this. But when you're on the outside, you got so many other distractions, so you're not able to think about, you know, this generational wealth or, you know.
Yeah, you don't think about that. Because a lot of black people, man, love my people, but, you know, we don't think farther than what's happening now.
Yeah.
See, them white folks, they thinking 10, 15 years ahead.
Right.
You feel me? Like when they say, they might say this is 2020, Salem Town in North Nashville, that's going to be Germantown.
Yeah.
You feel me? Now look what
it
is.
Now.
It's Germantown. You feel me? Like real shit. And a lot of us don't think on that. And I was trying to explain. And then, you know what they told me? I'm listening to white people. Go read a Rick Ross book. Yeah, I'm just going to tell who it is now. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I still love them, you know, my people. But read a Rick Ross book. Okay, I'm going to read a Rick Ross book. I guarantee his advisors are white as hell.
Yeah.
You feel me? Hey, man, he do this, he do that. Because yeah, they know a little bit more.
Yeah, they playing it.
Yeah, and he probably taking it in and giving game to us. But don't tell me that I'm listening to white folks because at the end of the day, who got the money? I'm saying, I'm not trying to be what you call. I'm going to listen to the motherfucker that's got the money.
Man, I don't care what color you is. If it's some game or information that's going accelerate me, I want it.
And look, and let me tell you something. Being oppressed as a black man, as they say, and the cops and all that, yeah, that happens to us. I understand. I don't like it. I fight against it. Fuck that shit. But let me tell you something, man. The excuses got to go. The excuses have to go because it's been excuses. Oh, they gonna put me. I went in prison. I didn't supposed to be in prison, but fuck it. I went to prison, yeah, but I done did shit that didn't get me in prison that I probably should have went to prison. So you can say, oh, is it color? Is it this? Fuck all that. Yeah, it's racism. Yeah, we know that. We know black men are looked at a certain type of way. Right. But guess what? You can get there. Like, it's too many avenues.
You gotta do the
legwork,
man. You can't just sit down and think it's gonna come to you. It's methods to it.
Look, I tell you this. Why most people work a 9-to-5? You know, a lot of people, man, look, Nick, I might met out of 100 people at a job site, I might met about maybe 10 that like the day job. The other 90, I'm just putting them they don't
want
to be there.
They just want their check.
They just want their motherfucking check. This ain't their goddamn dream.
They waiting on Friday.
You feel me? But they got a dream and they got something they really want to do, but they don't want to put their leg working. Yeah. Look, bro, it's a lot easier to go to the job and knowing what you're going to get paid. And we talked about that, so I don't want to go back into it. But, you know, it's like one of them things. I'm thinking on a billionaire mind. I'm not a billionaire, but I'm thinking like a billionaire.
Right.
So if I'm going to think like a billionaire now, I can hit a billion. You know what I'm saying? It's not in my work. You think that Kanye West or Jay-Z or P. Diddy or Dr. Dre or we going to say people, you know, cause that's hip-hop community, so that's why I'm saying them. But we going to say Jeff Bezos and all them, you know, Steve Jobs. You think them motherfuckers never thought on that steady thing? They looked up to people like Warren Buffett, who that nigga's still alive. He must got some medicine to keep that nigga alive, but he old as fuck. But look, they looked up to him.
Yeah,
you feel what I mean? And look at that shit right there. They thought like a billionaire from the get-go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't be middle class and think middle class. Then when you become a millionaire, think like a millionaire. Then
being complacent.
Yeah, exactly. Because right
whatever,
now,
whatever situation you in, you cool with it. You know,
like, you cool with it. And then you got the nerves to say, oh, they ain't paying me enough. Oh, I ain't got the money. No, you ain't going out there to get it.
You got to do something about it.
And look, this thing, I don't want to have, look, hey, I know people about to say something about this. You know, we 42 minutes in. I usually don't do a podcast this long, but it's cool, man. We're going to get about 3 more minutes out of it. But listen. A lot of people don't understand something, too. To the rappers and the hip-hop artists, which I am one myself, I love doing shows. But guess what? Shows is active income. Because if you don't work, you don't eat. All right? That's active income. You going out there to perform it to get your bag. You ain't getting no bag if you ain't going out to do that show.
Actual fact.
That's a fact, right? But Universal CEO... he ain't got active income. You know, he's sitting going to sleep and getting all your bread from that deal that you signed. Am I lying? I'm saying these motherfuckers, they look, while you living in your nice little house in the little uppity middle class, whatever, you got your $2 million house.
Yeah.
This motherfucker got a $80 million house with a yacht, with his own private island. You feel me? He goddamn it flying over. He telling you, hey, he need to get on this show. We need to get that money. Put him on a 30-city tour. Yeah. While he over there in Switzerland some goddamn well, getting his dick sucked by a Switzerland chick.
Sipping a pina colada.
What? like your boy from Virgin. He got his own fucking island. He said, oh, this came off of Mariah Carey. Thank you, Mariah Carey. And Mariah Carey worth $300 million. This nigga worth what? My point exactly. All right. So if y'all don't get that, shout out to Kanye. $6.6 billion. He worth now. That's what's up. That divorce is going to be
big ups.
Yeah. And if you didn't do a prenup, She getting half of that, homie.
still worth $3
billion. $3 billion. Now, all right, so we had our last segment of the day, which is called Brutally Honest. Uh-huh. Now, the question that I had, what was it again? The question that I have for
you. Have you ever...
Yeah. Here we go.
Have you ever secretly hated on somebody else's success?
Exactly. Have you ever been over your homies or your people or just anybody and you secretly was hating and jealous of their success? I'm talking about, all right, so this is the question I'm asking you. Well, since you asked the question first, because I got to keep it real. I got to keep it all the way real. Have I ever been like, damn, this nigga knowing better than me. Shit, I don't like his shit. Now, when I was younger, you know, in my early 20s and stuff, and we used to go, you know, I'd have been a person house, and this is actually people in Brentwood, actually. And, you know, when this chick house, she like, oh, we got this water fountain. I'm looking around like, man, motherfucker, yeah. Damn, how they get all this shit, man? I'm gonna fuck his house up. Hey, we better get drunk, fucked up. I'm gonna kick a hole in the wall.
Hey, that sound like your ass too, though. Hey,
motherfuckers, how the hell y'all get this? Man, she's like, yeah, my dad got this picture here, and then I'm like, I bet that picture $1 million, weak ass nigga.
Fuck your picture.
Yeah, fuck your picture, nigga. Fuck your couch. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and you know, and I guess because I ain't never really hated on or did nothing like that for nobody in the hood, niggas I knew ain't never had shit. You right. Feel me? Yeah. But like, I went into that Brentwood home, which is, you know, yeah, by the way, y'all, I was white people. Yes, she was very rich. You know what I mean? And I think I didn't like it more on like, man, this white motherfucker, man, who knows how he got rich off black people back. Breaking black people back. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Like, God, then he got rich off breaking black people back, nigga. This weak ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's how I looked at it. Yeah. So I guess if you look at it that way, yeah, I did. You know, whatever. It is what it is.
Nah, man, brutally honest. Nah. I never done that one. I can honestly say that. Nah, because, I mean, my thing has always been this. If I go around and I see somebody that's doing real well, I'm always admired by it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's even to this day. I know a lot of people that's doing well. You know, I ain't hate by far. I like it because, you know, they always say, be around, like that one said, be around somebody that's smarter than you. Be around somebody that got more than you. Of course, you're going to want to get to that point.
But like I ain't never did the hating of people that, but you know, it just when I went in that house, you know, I was like 20, and I just and you know the way that she was explaining shit to
me, you was a hating ass nigga.
Yeah, it sounded like the way she was saying it, like she was saying it in a way like, nigga, you would never had this. You know what I'm saying? Like
you just took it like that, really. Though.
I probably took it the wrong way.
Just look at it like this. What if it was the other way around? And you had something, you just real happy about it. You know what I'm saying? But then you're not really, but you it probably ain't taking consideration but it that this person ain't got nothing.
You know, it was her dad's, but her dad and her mom's, but you was possession of it. Yeah, I just think think her dad and her, but I got to say this too, her dad and her mom was racist. They didn't like black people. So that made me even think a little more when she was saying, like, oh, you know, you don't really supposed to be here, but, you know, they out of town. You know, then it really made me be like, they don't like niggas. So, you know, nigga, fuck your cap. Hey, Rick James wasn't no hater, but he was
never gave you niggas money. And Dave Chappelle, the true album
was. So I ain't gonna say it was exactly hating, but it was more like a nigga, fuck your shit, nigga. Yeah. Like you don't give a fuck about me.
Yeah,
you never gave a fuck about my people. Yeah, so fuck what you got going on. So I guess in a way, I was like, some people look at that as hating too, though. You know, well, not you know. Like, what, you don't like because he making more? Nah, I don't give a fuck. I love people make more than me. I'm glad that people that, but I'm saying back then, I was 20, I was young, and I knew how people was racist, and bitch, I was thinking to myself, like, bitch, you got me in this house, and you know your people racist as fuck. You know, they caught me in here, you know what I mean? I might go to prison, you might lie. I didn't know all that then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now I look back, I could have got put in a very fucked up situation. You know what I mean? But anyways, So we're going to tune in. Hey, man, we 49 minutes in, so we're going to get on up out of here. So check this out right here. If y'all want to go follow me on Instagram, man, it's YKeem. It's WYQEEM. If y'all want to go check out my music, man, y'all go to Spotify, Apple Music, and all that. If y'all want to go listen to this podcast, y'all go get your podcast on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, wherever you get your podcasts at. Or if you want to see the visuals, you can go to YouTube, type in Heat Level Podcast, and we pop up. You want to see my video? Go to YKeem TV. That's WYQEEM TV. That's WYQ
Eric.
Mama Mimi Mumu.
go and watch that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'll go check the videos and all like that. Do you want to anything to say? You want to give your Instagram or?
No, man. We'll get to that another time. This is only the beginning.
It's only the beginning. All right, man. So like I always say, man, I'm about this bitch.